Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
In time of abiding and just spending time with the Lord, I was reading in Philippians, Steve. I love this book. I mean, I love all the books in the Bible, but, you know, I enjoy. Maria would laugh at me all the time because I'd like to say, well, this is my favorite scripture. She'd say, all of them are your favorite scriptures. I go, I know. I just love them all.
Maria?
Yeah. Maria. Special shout out for Maria Padilla.
Maria.
Maria. In Toys R Us, we give you a shout out today. Steve, Pat didn't remember. I remember that you are Toys R Us. But in Philippians 2:13, it says, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. And I read that and I said, okay, Steve, this is interesting. Think about it. For it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. And the verses before that says to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. And you understand that if God saved you, and he has, if you've accepted him as your Lord and Savior, you could not save yourself as much as maybe you tried. You couldn't save yourself. You can't save yourself. But if God has saved you and you know him as Lord and Savior, God is the one who is working in you. Mm-hmm. And he's working in you when you yield to him. What do you mean yield? Well, when you surrender, right, to his word, to God's will, right, mm-hmm. to his purpose, and to his ways. Because, you know, there's two tracks. You have your will, your purpose, and your ways, and then you have God's will, God's purpose, and God's ways. Mm-hmm. I would just say that his track is better. You know what I mean? I've tried mine and it didn't work out really good at all. But it's important to know that these things that come out of your life as you're growing are either going to come out of the workings of man or they're going to come out of the workings of God. You know, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. Mm-hmm. It's understanding that it is Christ who is living in you, that is actually possessing you, that is going to bring transformation in your life, and that happens when you yield to him. It's amazing that when someone sees something that happens in the news or in their city or in their school that's absolutely horrific and tragic, you know, you hear these awful, crazy things about just murder and mutilation, and you may hear someone say, that person had to be possessed by the devil. It just had to be. Who mm-hmm. does that? That is not normal, right? And so you have no problem having a grid for that the enemy could possess someone. But you know what? God possesses believers. He's inside of us. He takes hold of us when we actually yield to him. And the whole thing is not how much you can do for God or how much transformation you can bring upon yourself. You know, there's people that just, you know, try. I'm going to do this. And the harder you try, the harder you say, I'm not going to, you know, it's like, mm-hmm. This ain't working.
All right.
You couldn't even save yourself. How are you going to fix yourself?
Hmm.
You couldn't save yourself. How are you going to fix yourself?
Right.
And so they'll take polls. They ask people questions. They read books. They study. And it's like, hey, dude, you just need to yield to God. And when you become a yielded vessel, then what God wants to do on the land and in the earth and in your life, it comes to pass. Mm-hmm. But he's not going to override your will.
Right.
He's not going to override, you know, your ability to make a decision, mm-hmm. right? I love all the people who say, yeah, God made me marry this person. It's like, dude, if God had this 5-7 billion people in the world and he gave you this one person, if there's any decision that he would want to override your will, believe me, it would be your decision to know him.
That's right.
But he doesn't even make that decision for you. So mm-hmm. he didn't make you get this person. You know what I mean? That means he'd have to own your marriage and the decisions you guys are making it. You got to own that yourself. But anyway, that was a side commercial, you know.
Right.
But God has a plan. He has his own will. And if we're truly walking with the Lord, right? If we're truly walking in that intimate relationship, Steve, where we're abiding and walking with him, then what happens is that we begin to yield, we begin to surrender, and we say, God, you lead the way. And if you've never done that before, it's not an easy thing. If you've never, because listen, this your whole life, you've been doing things your way. You've been the captain of the ship. You've said where you want to go, what you wanted to do. If it felt good, you did it. If it seemed right to you, you did it. And now what you're saying is that when you've given your life to God, you are surrendering to his lordship. You're surrendering. You're dethroning yourself as king or queen.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, you're the king of my heart. I've been bought with a price. When you think about spiritual gifts, they are not a man or a woman working these gifts, but it's actually God, the Holy Spirit, who's working those gifts through you. 1 Corinthians 12:4 says they are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of services, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of workings, but the same God works all of them in all men. See, this is not about a man doing something, working something up. This is about a yielded vessel. And it's always like, Lord, what do you want to say? Lord, what do you want to do? Here I am. Send me. But if you have here I go and God back up, you know, it's interesting when you realize, did God say that? Are you, instead of, you know, trying to get God to bless what you want to do, why don't you do what God's already blessing?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it's like, I just want the blessing of God on this. It's like, that's all cool, but God's already blessing something. Why don't you do what he's already blessing and yield to that? And you'll see that it'll work out a whole lot better. When we come back from this break, we're going to continue to talk about the workings of man versus the workings of God and how living a surrendered life is the way to live when we surrender our will and our ways to Jesus. We were talking before the break about the workings of man versus the workings of God. And if you're not careful, you know, the fleshly tendency is to try to work things out on your own. And if you've come to Christ, listen, you know, this is a journey. Steve was talking in a previous program of the journey that he was on as God was bringing transformation in his own life. You're on a journey. God is bringing transformation, but that happens when we surrender and we yield. So the problem that we got ourselves in is the fact we actually thought we were the boss. And when we were the boss, then we actually, you know, made some mistakes and we crashed things and we just made a mess of everything. And so when we come to the foot of the cross and we give our lives to God, then what happens is that we begin to surrender and say, okay, God, we're going to yield and we're going to allow you to work it out.
Mm-hmm.
For you to bring the things that are supposed to come out of my life, love, joy, peace, you know, obedience. You're going to bring those out. I'm not going to become, you know, go up to a rigid place. But it becomes, you know, again, yielded. And so what do? We yield. We yield ourselves to his love. We yield ourselves to his direction. It's a surrendered life. And a lot of times, Pat, people fall into this thing where they want to make things happen. They want to change their whole salvation. You know, they're like, you know, they're going to do this thing. It doesn't work well. And what you need to do is take your hands off the wheel. Take your hand off the wheel and let God drive your life. You know, God's the one who will tell us. He tells us when to go. He tells us when to stop.
Mm-hmm.
He'll tell you when to slow down. Hey, you're getting way ahead of yourself. Hasty. You're making hasty decisions. You need to slow down. And he'll tell you when to speed up. He said, hey, you're moving too slow on this. God will tell you, I told you this, and you've been dragging your feet, and you're dragging your feet. You need to obey quick. Mm-hmm. Right?
Oh, yeah.
He'll tell you where to turn. You got to turn here in your life, and you got to make this directional move here. You're going fine in this one direction. But when you allow God to be the driver,
mm-hmm.
and you become the passenger, when you allow him to call the shots, then you're saying, oh, turn where, God? Here? And he'll even tell you, Steve, where to take an exit. Get off of this thing. Get off of this road. Get off of this road. I have a new place, a new area in your life. There's another journey that I'm bringing you on, and you've rode this road well, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's time to take an exit because there's another journey. There's another place.
Mm-hmm.
But all of this happens. It all happens when we yield ourselves. And it's a powerful word, when we surrender ourselves. You understand that Jesus himself did this in his own life. He didn't come with his own agenda. He didn't walk this earth because he had a plan and a mission that he was going to do. His life was completely and 100% yielded to the Father. And so he would abide with God, and God would tell him where to go. He'd give him words of knowledge. He'd give him, you know, words of wisdom, you know, and it would just flow through him. And he would just he didn't do nothing or say nothing outside of what his Father was telling him and showing him. And he was okay with saying, hey, my life is what you allow it to be. And I think that this is exactly, we need to follow his example. We need to say, Lord, I'm not only going to give you the keys, you know what I'm saying, but I'm going to say, here you go, have your way. This is important because if Steve didn't make this transition in his own life, he'd still be parked in the driveway, actually in the parking lot of his apartment building, and he never would have ventured across the street. Right, Steve?
That's the truth.
But you yielded.
Yeah.
You yielded and said, okay, not my will, but your will be done. And that's a continual process of living in the life of God. You become, you know, people say, well, you know that scripture that God says he'll give you the desires of your heart. And so, you know, I want this. It's like, dude, let me help you out here. The whole idea is that your desires go away, and what you trade in your desires for his desires. And when your desires become like his desires, then he'll give you the desires of the heart. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He'll give you the nations. He'll give you the Holy Spirit. He'll give you souls. Because those are his desires. And so, you know, but it's about the yielded life, because there are things that you can say. It's like, it's not that you don't have words. I understand. I know you can respond to this situation. But you yielded to the Holy Spirit and to God, and you said, no, I am not going to say that right now. I'm not going to say that. You know, it's not that you didn't know what to do. I understand. You know how to fix this. You know, you know what to do. But what you know to do is not necessarily the right thing to do. And so you say, nope. I'm going to yield to God, his word, and his ways. Because the life that I'm living in the body, hey, you know, it's Christ living in me. I've died to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest struggle I see in believers' lives is the fact that they're still fighting to be in control. They're still fighting to have their way.
Mm-hmm.
They're still fighting to go through this life with their own plan. And it's like, it doesn't work well like that. You know what I mean? You know, we're supposed to come to God and in all our ways acknowledge him, right? And he will what?
Direct our path.
Direct our paths. But if we don't inquire of God, if we don't inquire of the Lord,
mm-hmm.
if we just make decisions flippantly without even saying, God, you know, he needs to be invited. He needs to be a welcomed person in your life where you say, God, hey, have your way. I only want to live a pleasing life. And when you do that, it's not about doing more. It's not about fixing it more. It's about allowing God to work. He knows what to do. You just got to get out the way. Let him work in your life. Let the workings of God transform you, because it's Christ in you, the hope of glory, being revealed.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.